ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's up, Ted?
Kraken week, Migs.
Baby, it's Kraken week.
Let's go.
Oh, so pumped.
I am too. I haven't been to the arena yet.
Oh,
haven't seen a game in person. Friday night, we're making it happen.
Ted and I going to see the Seattle Kraken taking on the Edmonton Oilers. The last time we talked, I was nervous we were just going to see a really bad product because they were not playing all that well.
Yeah.
But since the last time we've done the podcast, winning three out of their four last games, beating two.
They beat the Caps.
Beat the Florida Panthers. They beat another really good team.
Somebody was 11-0, weren't
Carolina.
They? Yeah.
Florida, unbeaten at home.
Yeah.
Kraken walk in, end that streak.
Yeah. And I've always hated Edmonton.
Yeah. Ever since they got rid of Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah. Well, I was a Messier guy.
Yep. I mean, who isn't?
That's about the defense, I think, hockey reference I have.
Mark Messier, truly. I think, like, in the eyes of most hockey, longtime hockey fans that were around during the Messier years, I think if you were making a hockey team and you could get any players in their prime, a lot of people would lean towards Mark Messier. He was just a well-rounded hockey player.
I mean, to me, like, I still remember, right? I'm a teenager, but like it seemed like he was the reason the Rangers won in what, 90?
Yep. They beat the Vancouver Canucks, and they beat the Devils to get to that series. And during the Devils series, the Devils beat them in the game. It looked like the Devils were going to have the momentum. Mark Messier gets interviewed by the reporters and did what everyone tells you not to do because it comes locker room fodder. And he says, we will win the next game. He guaranteed it. And he was responsible for them winning. I think he had a hat trick or a two goals or something like that. It was ridiculous. Heartbreaking as a Devils fan.
All right. So in Edmonton's in, what province is Edmonton?
Edmonton is in Alberta. And they are part of the West Coast.
All right. I got to do some research to figure out why I hate Edmonton.
Yeah. I mean, it's clearly because of Connor McDavid and how awesome of a player he is. He's truly the best player in hockey.
Yeah. Like, it's easy to hate the who's in Quebec?
Montreal.
Yeah. Right. So it's easy to hate the Habs.
Yeah.
Speaking French.
Yeah. You Francophones. But yeah, Edmonton, dude, it's kind of, I'm pumped to get to see Connor McDavid play in person.
All right.
That's going to be pretty awesome. Hopefully see the Kraken beat them.
Yes.
Oh, my fingers are crossed. I ordered something for us.
All right.
And it's a gift also for you, but it hasn't shown up yet. And I don't know if it's going to show up in time.
Oh, no.
I've been waiting and hoping. And I was hoping that I'd have it today. So that would be like, here you go.
I should go by Simply Seattle tomorrow and pick up a hoodie.
Just in case.
I know, because I thought about the sword. I was like, damn it, I don't have any damn Kraken gear.
I know.
I have two Kraken glasses.
Yeah, I was all pumped. I'm like, I got an early birthday gift for Ted. Also, like, you know, it's celebrate our yearly slumber party.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. But it hasn't arrived yet.
Well, you know what'll happen.
I'll come here to work because I'm having it mailed here just in case. Like if it showed up like on Friday.
All right.
I'd be here to pick you up and all that. But yeah, it's going to show up on Monday.
Yeah. Look, I have bought a few things. Like my Halloween, like the hat I wore was fine, but the hat I ordered literally showed up. Like I had already left for the party. Then like sat, when I got back on Monday, it's like, yep, here's your hat. Or Sunday night I get back and it's like, yep, it showed up on Saturday after I had left.
Dude, it's infuriating because it's just like I ordered it so long ago. I'm like, plenty of time. And here we are. And it's still like, I keep checking the shipping thing and it hasn't given an update. So I'm like, oh, give me an update. Just tell me if it's going to be here so I can plan accordingly.
All right. Yeah, I'll go down to Simply Seattle and get a, because they have some cheaper stuff.
They're doing like the thing. Oh, man, I saw it yesterday. I think they're Kraken inspired gear. That's not necessarily like Seattle Kraken, but
I do have the KSW hockey inspired shirt.
You have the hockey inspired shirt. That's good. And they have something where it's like the money goes towards like feeding kids or feeding families in need.
All right.
I thought that was pretty cool. Simply Seattle always has cool stuff, though. Now I'm trying to see if I can find it really quick just to kind of like give them some love.
I love that store, man.
Yeah, me too.
Like I bought Seahawks stuff from there. I think I bought a Mariner shirt from in there. And like they have some hoodies that are dope, and then they have some really cool ones that are cheap as hell.
You get a hoodie for $25 and it gives 25 meals. It helps us support others through the Food Lifeline. And then over the next 15 days or 14 days, because this came out yesterday, they've got all these different hoodies that are a $25 hoodie, including a cool looking one that has like the Kraken stuff on it.
All right. Yeah. I'll walk down there tomorrow and check it out.
Yeah. They got a couple little Kraken inspired things.
All right.
So, yeah.
I don't know if I own any white ones, white hoodies in general.
No, I don't, because I would mess that up. Yeah, it's a pretty cool looking white jersey. White hoodie.
That is cool looking. And white ones look clean. I'm like, of all the teams, right? Most of my teams wear red or.
Yeah. You always get a hat at the Lair, which is the team shop there.
Yeah, I wasn't sure I was fully committed to official team gear yet.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, it just seems pricey.
Yeah. Just a tad.
Yeah, and honestly, it's just easier. I can hit a Simply Seattle on like a loop to work as opposed to walking over to the arena and then walking here.
Oh, I was thinking when we go to the game, but also by the time we get to the game, the line's going to be probably ridiculous for the team shop, and we're going to basically leave here, do happy hour,
right,
and then hurry, probably Uber over there and get there just in time for the puck drop.
Right. Okay. So here's my only issue with buying gear at games, because I did it with a Sounders hat. But then I feel like you got to walk around with the stuff you just took off the rest of the day. And it's just like, I'm going to forget this. I'm going to drop it somewhere.
I had to do that because I got a knit hat, a Kraken knit hat the last time I went to the game. And I was wearing a ball cap. And at first I'm like, I'll just keep it in the bag. And we're, you know, but then when we got to our seats, it was very chilly up where our seats were. There was like it seemed like the air conditioning was just blowing on my bald head.
All right.
So even with the hat on, I was like really chilly. Good thing I got this knit cap. So then I had to like carefully protect my hat that I, you know, didn't want to like mess up.
Right. So that's what happened to me. I went to a Sounders game this summer and just wasn't wearing any Sounders gear. And I was like, you know what? I want to buy a new hat anyhow.
Yeah.
But the hat I was wearing, I really like. So then I was nervous the whole game. Like, don't lose this hat.
Then your Teddy 2 hats.
Teddy 2 hat.
Did you put one around the belt loop?
No, that probably would have been good thing.
If you had a snapback.
Right. This one, you've seen that Stone Island hat I wear.
Uh-huh.
It's got like the gold kind of clasp.
What do you think about those, the dad hat style with the curved brim?
Oh, so that Stone Island hat I have is definitely curved.
Okay, because I have a Kraken curved hat.
Have you not?
Yeah. That I got when I did the Kraken alumni charity thing that I did with the.
Oh,
and
all right.
Someone who worked with the Kraken gave us like a little swag bag, including a hat, but I don't wear it because I don't wear the curved hat kinds. I'll bring it in.
I generally don't. Like, I wore it for the Coach Beard outfit, but.
Okay.
Yeah, like.
Well, I'll bring it in. If you like it, cool. If not, maybe like someone else wants it.
Yeah, and it's funny because that's the first, and it's only because I like that brand, but that's the first like curved hat I've worn forever. And people are like, it's so weird when you wear that hat. Like, I know it's a different, I usually almost always have a snapback that's backwards.
Yes, I'm usually snap back with the flat brim.
Yeah.
And maybe give it a little curl.
Yeah, so Kraken Friday,
yep.
And then tell you what, 3-8, we still tailgate.
Yeah,
going to Seahawks on Sunday.
You going to the game or
I
just
am.
Tailgating?
Oh, no,
are you?
I haven't been to a game. I've tailgated a couple, but I haven't been to a game. So I had a couple friends hit me up, and one friend, he didn't tell me, but I just know he's one of those guys. And he's like, I got an extra, like a date. And I was like, if it's like a date, I'm in. Because in my head, I'm like, I know he's got good tickets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, you might be seeing the debut of Adrian Peterson. Right before we came in, apparently he was meeting with the team. No,
what?
No, 100%, but that was what I was... When...
I hadn't even seen that. That's why I'm looking at you like, what?
Yeah, according to Garofalo, it says Adrian Peterson meeting with the Seahawks amid running back troubles.
Oh, well, and the other thing, too, is like it's still the Niners. It's still a rivalry game. See, my cousin is the biggest Niners fan you'll ever meet. Mm-hmm. But even he's like, I'm like, dude, the Seahawks are not good. He's like, yeah, but
it never matters.
It never matters in this game. So I'm like, you know what? I haven't been to a Hawks game all year with soccer. I'm like, this could be fun.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And I think there's a couple players on the 49ers that are injured that are like, they're better players. So I don't know. Maybe the Seahawks will finally win a game.
Yeah. What the hell?
You know what they need? They need Coach Ted to inspire them.
They do.
Ted Talks, starring D-Tech Smith.
Now, speaking of the Seahawks, generally I tell everybody, right, stay the course, right, trust in our program. But I'm not sure we have the best scheme. And sometimes, even as a person, maybe the scheme's not working. So, like, you know, I'm kind of talking out of both ends here. You want to stay the course and keep working hard. But if we haven't been working hard, maybe we switch up the scheme a little bit. We don't got to go crazy. You know what I mean? Whatever area it is, but you know, like, right, like just.
I mean, you shouldn't just try and run the game, run the ball every time, even when you don't have a running back?
Yeah. And it's December. I'm also warning people now, kind of like letting a team get on top of you in the first half of football.
Mm-hmm.
Start buying stuff now.
Yeah.
It's December 1st, so you can hear my voice. Like, it will be Christmas Eve before you know it.
Dude, I know. I was just starting to think about that with my wife. I'm like, what am I going to get her for Christmas?
Yeah.
I got to get cracking on that.
Oh, good pun.
Yeah, but I'm just going to give a crap about the Kraken. Otherwise, I'd be getting her Kraken gear.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Like, Ted, at some point we're stopping in the team store. I'm getting my wife some Kraken leggings.
She still doesn't listen to this, right?
No.
Have we ever told the story? So one year, it's around Christmas, and Migs and I go get sushi, and then I'm like, what are you getting her? He's like, I'm buying her this bag, whatever. She really likes it. And he tells me the price. And I'm like, Jesus, man, that's ridiculous. And then I went, you know what, Steve? That's not too ridiculous. Like, I'm wearing a gold chain that costs me like $500.
Right.
So maybe I should stop judging because women like bags.
I'm like, yeah, this thing is like close to $1,000.
Yeah.
Insane. That's the only thing I'm going to be able to get her. And you're like, what?
Right. And then I'm like playing with my gold chain. Like, oh, yeah, people like things.
And that was like how many years ago?
Oh, I mean, that was pre-kid and everything.
Yeah, she hasn't asked for a new purse since.
Oh, nice. Well, hey. That's a good gift.
We got our money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's my question. So while we're talking about Christmas gifts, I'm on the fence about this one. It sounds really not romantic at all. But
all right.
My wife loves the ball ice. Like the, you know,
all right.
You know, like the
kind oh yeah, that like, little machine that makes like the Taco Time ice.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's that machine that's like $400-something. And she's been hinting at it forever, for years. And it's like, I would never think of getting it if I already had a plan of other gifts. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really at a loss because, you know, with the kid, we don't really go out a lot. She's not working, so she doesn't need, like, she's made it very clear. She doesn't need, like, you know, fancy clothes or anything like that. So it's like, I can only get her so much workout gear or CrossFit gear. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I get that all the time.
So here's the deal. I think it's a rule you don't want to get women appliances.
I know.
But that's not really an appliance. It's like helping out.
It's a luxury.
And ice people are freaking psychos.
She's crazy about this ice
I know.
Machine.
Miles is an ice person.
Yep.
My mom's an ice person. Joe's an ice person. And they all talk about that little specific ice and how much they love it.
Oh, dude, we were at like a little get together with some people from church. And the person that we went to their house, beautiful house in Oak Harbor. And oh, my gosh. Everyone's talking about the ice machine.
I know. Like,
it's a freaking ice machine.
Right. Like, Steve's been to my house. Like, I had to buy a bag, like, bags of ice because my mom's got, like, I just drink, like, soda water or beer out of cans.
We have an ice machine in our refrigerator.
Right. Like, or I drink tap water. But yeah. Ice people, man, it's a big deal.
Yeah. Ice cubes. And her aunt has one. Talk of the party one time many years ago about mm-hmm. this. And then she wouldn't. It's like, I feel like that is the thing I should get.
I feel confident in this one.
I do too, but then there's like that part of me is just like, you're buying your wife an ice machine for Christmas.
Yeah.
It sounds terrible.
Well, but it's not like you're buying her like a vacuum.
Right.
Or like a new dishwasher or something. Like, this cuts down on any time, I guess, she was making ice. But it also, it's like something.
Just slaving away in the kitchen.
Slaving away, making ice.
You know how it is.
I mean, again, it's two guys sitting here making this decision. But I'm going to say you get it, and I think she'll like it.
I think it's better than getting her a Kraken jersey, though.
That's for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Right? You're like, look, honey, center ice, 2 tickets. She'll be like, great. I hope you and Ted have fun.
Right. I know. These tickets were meant for her and I. She's like, why don't you just take Ted?
That's the best part. I know, because like, there's other stuff.
For my wife and I to have a night out together, and she finally was just like, you know, why don't you take Ted? I bet you guys will have more fun than if you went with me.
Right.
Okay.
Because I got invited to a couple of things on Friday night. I'm like, I can't. And everybody's like, why? And I'm like, going to this Kraken game. And then like my one buddy's like, can't just blow off the game? And I'm like, look, it's specifically for me and Migs now. He bought it as a date night. And his wife was like, just take Ted.
Tell your friend to watch their mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Try to get you to blow off a date night with Ted.
Well, that's why I'm going to the game with him on Sunday.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't do that.
Oh.
All right, why don't we take a quick break? We do have a question from a faithful listener of the MegaCast. I got the tweet right before we started the podcast, so I've got it ready to go. We also got to talk more sports because that's what we love to do here.
Oh, yeah.
The wide world of sports when the MegaCast returns.
they say I should say something nice about Ted and Steve. These guys are so dumb that you'll feel way smarter just by listening. How's that? The MegaCast will be back.
Tonight on the Hallmark Channel, Christmas in City Hall. He's a hungry young reporter who thinks exposing corruption in City Hall will be his ticket to the big time. She's a gorgeous, popular mayor who's trying to hide her involvement in the salmonella outbreak that ruined last year's Thanksgiving pageant. Are they really on a collision course or just falling in love? What are you, a brainless idiot? It's Christmas in City Hall, tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
These two guys are proof that they'll just let anyone do a podcast. The MegaCast is back.
I'll go to the store. I'll put something in the freezer for late night.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do my ceremonial purchase of ice cream that we never get to.
That's a good point. I got to check my freezer, make sure that one pint's out of there.
It'll be like 3 for 3 then. One of these times, I'm going to set an alarm on my phone. At midnight, it's going to go off. It's going to say, eat the freaking ice cream, Steve. You bought it for a reason.
Dude, you'll appreciate this. Real quick, Friday, we were all hanging out watching the Apple Cup. So on the way up north, I stopped at Dick's. Got five specials and five cheeseburgers. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lie. I got 8 cheeseburgers because me and my mom and Sean ate one on the way up. I was like, we got to have a road burger.
Hell yeah.
My mom kept calling it a roadie. And Sean shows up and she goes, are we still stopping to get roadies? And he's like, man, I like your mom's spirit. I was like, she's talking about cheeseburgers, not drinking beer in a car.
What's better than her saying, like, can we get some of them road dicks?
Dude, not only did we show up, and there is two girls, recently, the one on 45th.
Yeah.
So this is Apple Cup Day.
Oh, it had to be bonkers there.
Yeah, I mean, it's early, right? He picked me up at, so it's like 12:30. But I mean, like two, like 19, 20-year-old girls show up in just crop tops and jeans. It was not warm that day, no. And it was raining. And Sean goes, oh, somebody's going to be cold later. I was like, and popular.
Yes. That's college attire right there, though. You remember, like.
I know, but I'm just like.
You don't need no jacket getting in the way of your outfit, especially when you're going to be in a warm bar.
I guess.
Or fraternity house.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about them going to like a house party. I just was thinking about them sitting out there in the parking lot like, put out a rain jacket. Like, oh, you look good, but.
We did that in college. I was like, you know, in Plattsburgh, upstate New York. I mean, in the winter, it was negative 20, negative 30, sometimes with the wind chill.
All right.
And still, more so the girls than the guys. But the guys, too, when you hit the bars or you were going to the frat houses on like a Friday or Saturday night, you did not wear a jacket because you didn't want to wear it inside the bar or the frat house because it was crammed in there.
And hot.
And then you're just going to be cooking. So you'd rather freeze your boys or your girls off until you got to the bar. But it was always such a funny thing because then at the end of the night, you're drunk and you're having snowball fights and you're getting frostbite, hypothermia. Who cares? Let's have fun. Hey, so our friend Nick, who's around Seattle on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
He sent us a message right before we started the podcast saying, can I ask you guys, Ted and Steve of the MegaCast, what do you guys do to get yourself motivated to do your job? Listen to music, see a buddy at work. What do you do?
Oh, man.
We MegaCast. That's what we do.
Yeah, I was going to say we MegaCast. I don't know, but I assume Steve does the same thing. It's just one of those things. Like, I get up in the morning, try to chill out for like 10 minutes, drink some water, poop.
Yeah.
And then you just start reading stuff.
Yeah, I don't do the poop part. The poop comes later.
All right.
But, yeah, coffee. Coming in, I guess, I mean, it's more just like every day I have a banana, I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, have my coffee. I'll listen to like either a podcast on my drive in or listen to like Limp Bizkit or something like fun. I have been guilty, though, of listening to my wrestling entrance theme song.
All right.
Which, you know, it's a little egotistical, but like, it gets me pumped when I'm listening to two dudes rapping about me.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, nowadays, no offense, but like, I've been doing this job so long, like, it's a cool job, but like, I don't have to get like especially pumped up for it.
No, I think once the mics turn on, it just kind of gives you a little jolt. It's like that adrenaline of, oh, we're live. And there's actually like a couple people at least out there that are listening to us as we're live.
Right.
Oh, quick thing about my, I was mentioning about my entrance theme. My buddy Malik made it. But he also had on the rap song, this guy who goes by Nate or Black Native, I think is his rap name. Apparently got hit with COVID, so just well wishes out to him. I don't know if I know he's not listening, but you know, I just want to put it out there into the world because apparently he's on life support or or something bad. Like I kept
seeing a ventilator or something.
Yeah, I kept hearing pray for Nate, and I'm like, what's going on with him? I click on his page, and I'm like, Nate's got COVID. I'm like, oh, that's awful. But I was like, oh, you know, hopefully he'll be okay. He's a young dude. And then you read that he's like actually at the hospital and he's not doing well, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's just terrible.
So, it is
just. I don't mean to bring the room down, but like just good thoughts, good vibes, much love to him. I've only talked to him just, you know, through social media and through direct message. Never met the guy, but just seems like an awesome, awesome dude. So much love to him.
And as long as we're talking about, you know, around Seattle and people, who's the package guy that makes the dolls?
That's also Nick. Yes.
Okay. So Nick made those figures out of like old WWE figures and then put the packaging together.
Yes.
So I had some people over at my house Saturday. There's some children. My buddy pulled that down, but of course they were like, can we open it? And I was like, no. Like, no. We can't, like, literally, we can't get another one of these. And then it was just like a 10-minute standoff of them staring at it on top of my refrigerator.
Like, we're going to open it when you're not looking.
Yeah, that's you, Ted? Like, that is, yes, it's me, but we can't open it. Why not? Like, because they don't sell these. Like, Nick was very nice and made me one. And then, of course, Sean's there going, no, yeah, Ted, he won a championship. What did you do? Like, oh, God damn it.
You go to the bathroom, you come back, and these kids are all, like, playing with your
action figure. I know. That's like, I felt bad, but I'm just like, sorry, guys.
The package is all ripped.
Right. That's what's like, they're specifically made. Like, I can't have you guys playing with it.
That's awesome.
Right? It's just like, jeez.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah, we're going. Here I am trying to be Mr. Smooth, and I cut you off.
The globe to bring you the
sorry,
Ted.
Sorry, this isn't going to be a good one for us.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people.
Great popcorn. We talked about it this morning.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we were talking about random, like, cool Christmas gifts, and a tin of popcorn came up, and I'm like, oh, Smith Family Popcorn. Good people, great popcorn.
It is.
And we ended up, PJ's like, oh, yeah, keep me to go check that out. Can you get me a brochure? And I'm like, how old are you? There's a website.
And yeah, it's in Cape Cod.
I'm like, what do you want me to give you a brochure? Go on their website. Everything's there.
Brochure.
But then I shared a story about how, like, recently I was at a wrestling show and there was like a display, like there was a booth set up of this company that makes pins. I think they're called Lapel. Yeah, and they make those like cool, right, like, you know, enamel pins. And I went and I'm like, oh, I've been thinking about getting wrestling pins made before. And I was like, hey, do you guys have like a business card? And the girl that was behind the table was just like, no, we have Instagram. I'm like, yeah, you're right. That was such a weird thing. Like, why did I ask for a business card? I could contact you through your social media. That was a stupid thing to ask for. And she just started laughing. Can you get me a brochure? No, I don't even know if those are even in existence anymore.
Dude, we were talking about it on the podcast last night. It's like, you're out networking. Like, I forgot to get info. I feel like that's just the new thing. You don't need a business card. You just follow somebody on Instagram.
Right. Yeah. What's your Insta?
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, so it's been a couple weeks. Let's start with all the bad news. Sounders already out of the playoffs.
Yep.
First time we were bounced out in the first round.
And that they lost through shootout?
They did.
Penalty kicks? Yeah. Is that what it is?
They lost on PKs.
Oh, that's a bummer. That's not how a game should end in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's a whole discussion about whether or not soccer needs playoffs. We're the only league that does playoffs.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like in the Premier League, you win the league by being the best team over the, as they would say, the campaign over the course of the season. So if you...
What fun is that?
It's right. In America, we do playoffs.
We are Americans and we play off. But it should be sudden death, Ted, just like hockey. Or you play until somebody scores.
You know what? Golden goal wouldn't be too weird. But anyhow, Sounders are out. Seahawks are not good.
They're still in it.
Yeah. Hey, look. My chance Sunday is 3-8. We still tailgate.
And hey, if they win again, you can still do that chant.
Yeah, right. As long as they keep winning, I can do that chant. 8-8, we effing tailgate.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess we can't be 8-8.
Yeah, they can.
Now, we have 17 games this year, right?
Right. So 8 plus 8 is 16, right?
Yeah, there's 17.
So you could be 9 and 8.
You could be 9 tailgate. And 8, right. We just can't be 8 and 8.
Yeah, you could be 8 and 8. The season's not done yet.
No, I'm saying we can't finish 8 and 8. Oh, my bad.
I was like, wait, what do you mean? Is there a rule?
No, you're right. We could be 9-8, right? I was like, maybe if we go on a hot run, which, look, folks, we're not, all right?
If we get Adrian Peterson, we are, Ted.
The Seahawks are not. Like, it's been a great era. It's over.
It's so done.
It is. I know.
You just No, sorry. just take your ball and go home.
Yes, Steve, you're right. Pete Carroll engineered was part of the greatest era in Seahawks football. He's going to be in the Ring of Honor.
I love him.
But it's time.
It is.
And look, I'd be fine with Snyder. Like, the Seahawks are in a tough spot. Once Paul Allen passed away, like, I always forget, it's his sister, right, that runs it?
Judy, yeah.
Okay. So she's kind of, like, hands off. So it's basically just Pete and John running it. And I mean, terrible drafts,
yep.
Terrible trades, like.
Everything.
Right. And, like, Mike was asking me, he was like, well, isn't Jerry Jones too hands on? I'm like, he is. But at some point, Paul Allen would put his foot down and just say, we're not doing that.
Paul Allen was like, he'd step back until things were weird, and then he would try, he'd go, hey, what's going on, guys? That was kind of the vibe that he kicked off.
Right, and I get the feeling now it's kind of run by a board, but when you have John Snyder and Pete Carroll sitting there, like, they're probably not going to relieve themselves. So, like, who's going to step up and be like, thanks for the service, you're good.
And I don't think John can fire Pete. I think they're on the same, I think even though John is technically the general manager, I don't think Pete's works under him. I remember when they first, like, Pete joined on, and John, they were almost like, they go hand in hand.
Right.
Like, I think they're almost like equal power.
Yeah, so they're going to have to retool after the season.
I mean, I know some people like, get rid of Russ and keep, and I'm like, no, you have a franchise quarterback. You just need a coach that knows how to use him.
The Russ thing, like, look, last year, I was willing to listen to some things, but we were still talking about get 3 number one picks for him.
Yeah.
Now, then I would have been like, maybe we trade him away. But it's just tough here because Russell Wilson covered up a lot of bad choices by this organization.
Yes.
And this year, kind of all caught up at once. Why we can't get a ball in DK's hands, I don't understand. Like, that's where I'm like, Pete, come on. We got to have plays. We got to switch up scheme. There's got to be some way. Like, I don't care. Hand it off to him. But he's a big man. We need to warm that engine up and get him going.
Right, right. You don't want to have him at the end of the season being like, yeah, I'm done.
That's the other thing. He's a young dude. Like, right, we don't want him to be like, I want out.
I don't imagine that's what he's going to want.
I don't. That depends on what the moves are. Mm-hmm. But that's the other thing, too, with, like, yeah, like, if people are like, well, Russ had a touch. Like, yeah, that. They were in the prevent, like, that scoring under 2 minutes when it's, like, the end of the game. Like, that offense looked horrible.
It did.
But the good news is, and I'm sure half audience will hate me for saying this, the other half will love it, but go Cougs! Hell of a win out of those Cougs, all right? Apparently football, whether you soccer or football, Seahawks, Sounders, anything, University of Washington, in the Seattle area, sucks.
Hey, Cougars are playing all right.
We'll Cougars back. Are from the Palouse. They came in. I mean, they stomped them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, go Mariners.
The Mariners are weird. The Mariners are making moves.
Dude, they should be really good next year. Award winner. They got an all-star. There's other players that are apparently interested now in the team because, you know, you get a couple guys like that, all of a sudden you look like an organization that cares about winning.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Gets me excited.
I know. It's like, but with that said, I'm still going to the Seahawks game. Still have your parties. Don't stop being a Seahawks fan or cheering.
Yeah.
And I love people's, like, faith and everything, but I'm just like, it's a wrap.
Yeah, this is just going to be one of those seasons. Dude, it's funny though. Like, I was watching the Kraken game and then the Seahawks were coming on and I'm like, this is so weird that I love, obviously hockey's my number one sport, but I thought for sure it's a Monday night game. Seahawks only play X amount of games. Kraken play a billion games.
Right.
I ended up just watching more of the Kraken than the first half of the Seahawks, and then watched the second half of the Seahawks game when the Kraken game was done. I'm like, it's just way more fun to watch the Kraken play.
Yeah, I got home. It was halftime.
Yep.
And it just, that, I mean, granted, I was tired from Thanksgiving weekend, but that had to be the quietest Seahawks game ever. I mean, finally they scored that touchdown, and I got to yell a little bit, but it was just.
And then the onside kick, I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
I know.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. And like, yeah. Like, well, they're going to run the ball and then throw it in the middle of that soft zone.
Yep.
They've been doing this for 3 quarters. Norton, Pete, right? Like, we might want to try some man.
It's just like they decide that this is our set plan for the game. we don't care what happens. We're going to just keep doing it.
Yeah.
I got to imagine, I would love to be in that locker room or at a bar with some of those players where it's unfiltered.
Yeah.
Like, I got a little bit of a peek. I remember one time when like Luke Wilson was still in the
team. We got to get Luke back on. I know he's doing stuff for Q13.
Ooh, we should. I'll have to hit him up and see if he can maybe join us next week or something like
that. All right.
But like, I remember being like in a locker room for playing hockey when we were playing hockey with Luke and Drew Nowak. And those two guys, sometimes, you know, after you get more comfortable with everyone in the locker room, start hearing some stories. And you're just like, this is crazy. And this is like, these are safe stories. They didn't say anything that's like incriminating or that would make you think that like, they were dissatisfied with how things were run. But they gave us a little bit more of a peek behind the curtain than you would get just as being a fan.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine what the conversation was like. Could you imagine being out with like DK Metcalf and Freddie Swain and just like listening to them or, you know, Tyler Lockett, he seems too nice.
I mean, have you seen like the theory that that Russell won't throw it to him because he tried to have that foursome?
I did not hear that.
People have tweeted it out. Like when you look at it, even just his targets, it's like they just fell off after that whole thing with the OnlyFans
girl. Wait, did he invite Ciara to this foursome?
No, I know. I'm like, Russ, like I know you're super Christian. Like, I don't care if the dude's having a foursome.
I don't either.
Just throw him the damn ball.
We can let him hang everybody.
I love that clip of Doug Baldwin going around where he's like, I'm a team player. I don't want to be this way, but you got to throw me the goddamn ball.
It is so weird. It makes my head think. It's just like the one time he throws the ball to DK, it's like he's got like four guys on him. And then there's a guy that's empty and open right in the middle of the field. And you're like, okay, Russ.
Russ was missing with throw. I mean, maybe it's his finger. I don't know. There's a lot. It'll be interesting to see what happens Sunday.
Yes. All right. Well, we got to get out of here. I know you're already late. But if you see us at the Kraken game, give us a high five.
We'll be the guys in not matching sweatshirts.
We might be the guys wearing the birthday gift. I don't know.
Well, at this point, right, if I go and buy gear tomorrow, then it will show up.
Of course.
So I'll make it work for us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll have a wardrobe change.
Yeah, right. Oh, third period.
Time to pull out the rally gift.
And I will be the Seahawks game on Sunday. It'll be easy to spot me as I'm a short, chubby, bald dude. I'm guaranteeing I'm the only person in a Corn Robinson Puma jersey.
That is okay. I was about to say, Ted, you're a bald guy with a beard.
Right. That doesn't narrow down
football.
You're
probably the only guy that's going to be there looking like that. Right.
Right. And a Corn Robinson. But the Corn Robinson jersey, it's a Puma.
That is a cool jersey.
It is.
Oh, I love that you have that one.
I know.
All right. So go Hawks.
Go Hawks, go Kraken.
Go Mariners.
Yeah.
Sounders, we'll see you next season.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Take care, everybody.
Oh, yeah, I got to remember to bleep that curse.
Yeah, I like it, though.
Oh, I just get so
that
frustrated.
That was raw.
It was real.
That's what the sports report effing need it.
Right? You needed to feel that.
All right, let's go.
All right, take care, everybody. Follow us on Twitter, @TheMegacast. And as always, thank you for listening and all that good stuff.